I am often asked, what is the point of a women's group? Well, there are many reasons. Society is almost exclusively dominated by men, and in many cases for the benefit of men. It treats women as second-class citizens. Laws are passed or defeated in Parliament with an overwhelming male majority, even on issues that directly affect women. Men dominate professions such as the media, law, medicine, science, higher education, while women receive the boring, low-paid jobs and are given the job of an unpaid worker and child rearer in the home. One aim of the women's liberation movement, of which women's groups are a part, is to fight for women's rights in society. By increasing society's awareness, lobbying Parliament and demonstrating. Perhaps one of the most important areas for change is in schools, which begin with Janet and John books, followed by either woodwork or cookery lessons. It is hardly surprising that girls do not take up science in higher education when their stereotyped role is pointed out to them at the age of 5. So, why then have closed women's group meetings? Women are not brought up with a sense of sisterhood or solidarity in the same way as men. A women's group gives women the chance to share experiences and problems with each other. This is not a Tupperware party, since the idea is for women to see that their problems are not personal, but collective and political problems. The women's group gives women a chance to speak at meetings in an all-woman, non-aggressive atmosphere. The idea is that women will then gain the confidence to be able to speak at male-dominated meetings and be able to take an active and equal part in the running of society. Finally, I must relate a conversation I had with a male student last week who seemed a little worried he might actually be educated if he came to one of our open meetings. I replied that I hope he would at least come prepared for the horrifying thought that he might be.